Hey there. Before we get going today, I want to give you guys a few discount codes for our products and our show sponsors. So please don't just zip through this. If you're listening to the podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off your order of any of our products at hardwick.life by using the code HardwickFF25. That's HardwickFF25. Because we consider you friends and family. That's FF. That's Hardwick FF25. And the website is hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but it's hardwick.life. In case you've missed it, we've lowered the price of that Lose Like a Lineman and Lose Like a Lady program all the way down to just $25. That's a one-time fee. It's not monthly. It's not recurring. And yes, because you listen to this podcast, that Hardwick FF25 code will take 25% more off of that. So if you want me to do the math for you, that's $18.75. And the Facebook support group is now $0. Why? Because I get a bigger kick out of seeing people reclaim their health and reclaim their lives than I do making money. So why not make it free, Nick? That's what you may ask. Because I do believe it has to sting a little bit in order for you to make it happen. If it's free, you're going to treat it like it's free, which means it's going to end up in the recycle bin. The psychological term for that would be called the opt-in. Also, thank you to the show sponsors and products that I've been using for years now. Bubs Naturals and Julian Bakery, both are tremendous products. I highly recommend them both. For 20% off of Bubs Naturals, use the code HARDWICK20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off of Julian Bakery, use code Nick Hardwick. That's just my name. Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. And lastly, if you love this show and it benefits your life in any way at all, even if it's a tiny way, please rate and review us wherever you listen to the show. Something as simple as a 5-star rating, not asking too much, and a love this show, Jamie is the best, will help boost our rating so more people can see us. And who knows, maybe their life gets better too. Thank you guys. Now let's get to the show. All right. Hello. Welcome to the Hardwick Life Podcast.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
2022.
Okay, so we need some feedback. So either hit me up at Nick Hardwick or hit Jamie up at jamie.hardwick on Instagram. Let her know, let me know which background you like the best. We've switched the office around, so we're actually sitting in what would be, if I ever had guests come to my office, they would be the guest chairs instead of the main chairs. So let us know what you think.
Here we are. See, I think this is busy. It's a lot going on back here. I like much simpler.
She just wants the gray background or the olive background or whatever color you call this. I'm colorblind, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I like that. But you know what? There you are.
There I am.
So we'll embrace it for today.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Really good.
Good. Yeah. Settled back in after a 1-week trip to the Great North.
Went to
visit your family for the first time in really almost 2 years.
It was
2 years in February it would have been. So the border's been shut down, locked down due to COVID. And apparently we made it back just in time to the States because it, I don't know if it appears this way to you. And I know you don't want to talk about COVID because I'm telling you, like in Canada, the only conversation to have right now is COVID because they are back locked down as of, I think, this upcoming Wednesday, which is the date of this podcast release.
Yeah, January 5th.
Another two weeks to fight the Omicron cold.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that polarizing?
I mean.
Yeah, probably. It's all right. But it was a lot of coronavirus conversation up there. And I think I feel so bad for them. I really do. I mean, they're 2 years. It started as 2 weeks, then it was 2 months, then it's 2 years, and now we're back to another 2 weeks. So bust out the hits from 2020. Yeah. You can't take it.
I can't. I'm done.
You're fatigued.
I'm just done breathing life into the word. Of, the C word.
Yeah, I know.
I'm done. We've done what we need to do.
Can we get living?
Let's
just get living. Yeah. There's a lot. I know.
It's a lot.
I know. It's a lot. And I know.
Canada has vaccine passports everywhere you go. You're not allowed.
You got the QR code scanned on your thing.
You're not allowed anywhere without the shot.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma who's in a home is now, she just got her fourth vaccine.
Four shots deep.
I can't. It's a lot. So yeah. I would rather not speak on COVID. I think at this point, everyone has kind of
formulated their opinions.
Yeah. And they've picked their side, mm-hmm. and you're either
with the government or you're against it.
Well, not even that. It's either you're still fearful and you're cautious, or you're throwing caution to the wind and you're going about your life. And either side you're on, I just think we're just...
And that's kind of, I guess, it's not really your either or, but that's the viewpoint, right? Yes. It's like you're on this team or you're on this team.
And
I feel like I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, and I'm over it. If you want to get a vaccine, I think that's great. And I think if you don't want to get a vaccine, that's great.
Don't do it.
You know, if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, do it. I think it's awesome.
Sure.
If you don't want to wear a mask... Go about your life. I just am done trying to like change people's mind and being like, well, you don't care about them, or you're reckless, or
yeah,
but you're being so scared. It's like, I don't care what side of the argument you're on. Do what you feels best for you and your family, and let's move on.
Let's get the hell out of this thing.
Come on. It's 2022.
We've wasted 2 years. And that's like the one thing that I thought going up there was, it's been 2 years since we've seen family because of this bullshit.
Like, yeah, and anything can happen. We can die in a car wreck tomorrow, and I'm going to be like, well, at least we, stayed home. It's like, no.
The funny thing that I thought, and this will be the last thought that I have on this, is there's such severe lockdowns. There are the NHL. They're not allowing, I think, greater than like 1,000 people. That was even before these lockdowns in their stadiums. And then you turn on NFL games on Sunday or college bowl games on Saturday, and you realize, hey, there's a whole slew of people out there just living life, like getting after it, 80,000 people breathing on each other, interacting with one another. And carrying on, yet some countries and some states and some cities and some people aren't.
The difference. So we drove from Indiana to Canada. We're like about to cross the border at Detroit Windsor, and so the border agent, as you're going into Canada, is a Canadian, and so his window's closed, and it's like, will not open window until your mask on. So we're like, oh crap, okay, unroll our window, mask on.
Where's my mask?
He's like, I need to see your vaccine cards. I need to see, it's called an arrive can, which is like filled out with all this information. He needed to see a negative PCR test that we had to do 48 hours before crossing.
Which I hate that we had to test.
We had to
do not want to test.
Check passports. I mean, it was literally like, I gave him almost my firstborn. It was every piece of paper, every document. And then
take the firstborn, please.
No, you can have him. And then on stark contrast, we're coming back into the States. And again, we're crossing at Detroit Windsor. Now it's an American agent. You know, he's like, hey, happy new year. It's like, hi, passport. Okay, cool. Passport. And it's like, got any alcohol? No. He's like, well, that's a bummer. It's New Year's Day. And it's just no vaccine checks, nothing. It's like, welcome to America. And it was, I have to say, like, I love my home country and I love my family. But coming back in here, I was like, thank gosh. It's just, it's a little bit more freeing. Do what you want to do. If you feel comfortable testing every day, please do it.
A little bit more freeing? No. Okay, sorry. I said it was going to be my last thought, but here's the thing.
You're still going.
I don't give a shit what you do. Like, vaccine, mask, no mask, doesn't matter. Here's the one thing that I am completely anti. Is anti-asymptomatic testing. And I know we had to do it, and I'm a little hypocritical because we had to do it to get to Canada. So it was like, we had to do the means to get to the end. And I was not happy about it, but we had to. We had to see your family because you never know what's going to happen. And lo and behold, now they're locked down again. So maybe another 2 months, 2 years, who knows how long until we can get back. So we had to do what we had to do to get over there. I am so over people getting tested for the damn participation trophy of the last 2 years. Like, yes, I had it. It feels like that, doesn't it? It's like, I had it. And what was your experience like? Well, who gives a shit? That's how I feel about it. It's like, what's your experience? Are you alive? Good. Okay, let's move on. That's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can we be done?
Whew, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
See what I'm saying, though? It fires everyone up.
I know.
And I'm done firing myself up. I have so much else to think about besides the C word.
And I tell you, I don't read the news for this reason.
Yeah, because look at you.
I know. I don't. I stay away from it. I get things sent from your family, and I'm like,
You're very excitable.
I know. It gets me going. I feel alive.
Yeah. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Did you come up with any?
I'm still working on mine.
Are you?
Yeah, okay. I am.
What are we? Is it January 3rd today?
January 3rd.
You know, until the kids go back to school, don't you feel as a parent, you're like, what day is it?
I know.
Between, like, I'm telling you, they've been off since December 17th. I have no flipping clue where I am. I have no idea how much cheese I've eaten. It's just, it's a mess.
Lot of it's, charcuterie boards.
Holy Toledo. If
that was the thing in Canada at home was like, everyone wanted to show how good their damn charcuterie board making was.
Well, and they were all delicious. I ate all of them.
They were good.
Single-handedly.
Now, you stay away from the processed meats. I know you don't take the
I just don't like
kielbasa.
I don't like meat like that. Like, I don't like bacon. You know, yeah. You know me. I'm not really a sandwich meat person. I don't like meat like that.
Yeah.
But I love cheese.
You do. The cheese, the nuts, the grapes.
The crackers.
Love cheese.
I don't discriminate. I mean, I love a charcuterie board.
The stinkier the cheese, the better. Put that mic right in front of your face. No, don't do that.
Oh, goof. Just kidding.
God.
So no New Year's resolutions for you. I kind of came up with a fun one this year.
I like this one.
So I'm not.
I'll get to mine, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm
you're marinating.
I'm working on it. Okay. Yeah, I haven't dialed in the details yet, and that's one of my tenets of making a resolution. I need more details. So go ahead.
See, and I'm not a detail-oriented person.
But this is yours is a self-contained detailed package.
Yep.
Very, very, go.
So it's been probably, I can't remember. It's
2008.
Either been 12 or 13 years since I've run a full marathon.
Wow.
And super randomly, I'm like, you know what? Let's do a marathon. 2022, why the fuck not?
What happened?
I don't know. I hate running. And here I am. I just signed up.
Good.
April 9th.
Do something hard. Do something you hate.
Do something you don't like. Yeah. You know what? So we walk.
But you used to love running.
I used to love running. And I might be able to get back to that place. I don't know. So I just thought it'd be a good. It's literally been, I'm not kidding when I tell you, 10 years since I've even gone on a jog.
Do you think the marathon put you over the tipping point that you're like not doing it?
Maybe.
Actually, no. Because when we had, when the boys were little and they were in the stroller, I think what put you over the tipping point, if I can remember correctly, was because you were doing some races, but you were also pushing the boys in the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was super heavy. And so I think pushing of it, like after they grew out of the stroller, you stopped running.
Well, yeah.
Because I remember it was like running, pushing them up a hill with two kids.
No, it's miserable. For sure.
Brutal.
The double, the Bob strollers, they were so heavy and big. But also they get to an age where they refuse to sit in a stroller.
Right.
So now, you know, you have a 2- and a 3-year-old or a 4- and a 5-year-old. And it's like, you don't have the time to be like, okay, kids, I'll be back in 2 hours. Let me go train for my marathon. So I think I ran when they were able to be strapped into a stroller and they could scream, they could cry, but they were strapped in.
Yep.
Then they got to an age where they could stand up and freaking tattyho out of the stroller. And so maybe that's when I stopped, or maybe I just stopped liking it.
But it was also, yeah, I mean, when they get to the point where they're standing up, it's like all the snacks, all the entertainment things you got to have.
Yeah.
You got to load the bottom. You got to load the top.
It's
they're
too
rolling
much.
Around in there,
it's
and you're pushing them up a hill, and they weigh 30 pounds, and goodness gracious.
I mean, and that also, I guess, lines right up with when we started opening our gyms.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
and so you were sprinting
sort of
on a treadmill instead of running outside.
Yeah, and that became my, like, fun, meditative workout of the day.
Yes.
So anyways, obviously now we don't live in San Diego, which I'm very sad about, but we're here in Indiana with
you miss the sunshine.
No gym. I miss the sun.
You miss the sun. You miss the gyms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. It's okay.
It's sad. So anyways, here I am going to run a marathon April 9th. Signed up.
Okay.
Today, first day of training. I ran 3 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I.
You were there.
I was her training partner today.
He was there.
This is the first time, honestly, in 18 months that I felt able to run. So I was actually scheduled for a meniscectomy, which is cutting the medial meniscus out of my left knee tomorrow, but I canceled it because we were in Canada and you had to get a test to get into the hospital to get in. I was like, not doing it. Didn't time up right, actually. And I just started feeling pretty good overall because I've not been leg pressing, squatting, deadlifting, doing stupid things with my legs and knees. And my knees feel good. And I've had a plantar fascia issue since we got here, basically. And I haven't been able to run. And so yesterday we kind of walk ran, like kind of dip our toes in the water. And then I think you came back from that walk run and like immediately signed up for the marathon, right?
Yeah, because I jogged 100 meters yesterday and I was like, I got it.
Like 100 meters? I got 26.2 of these suckers in me.
I got 26 more for sure.
You can do that.
I could do it.
100 meters is not a a mile.
No shit, Sherlock. I know. I'm just saying. I can do it. I can do it. I can will myself to do it.
I feel like you could do it now if you chose.
Yeah. It wouldn't feel good.
No.
The next day would hurt.
Yeah.
But I could do it.
I'm not sure I could do it now. I could get done with 26.2. Could I run the whole thing? No.
Yeah.
I could do a walk run, I think. Or if somebody told me, like, you were on the other end of the 26.2, or the kids were on the other end of the 26.2, and I had to get there to, like, save your life.
Do you ever play that game as you're running? That's a big game I play.
It's a great game.
Me too.
It's a great game.
I'm like, somebody's going to harm Hudson. And I don't know why I never really care about Teddy. He's never in that, like, weird visualization. But it's always Hudson. I'm like, somebody's got him.
You sure you want to give away your firstborn, do you?
No, I like the I like both of them. But it's weird. It's just always Hudson.
You love them. Come on.
Something's happening, you know, in the distance to him. And I'm like, got to get there. And it's crazy when you start thinking like crazy thoughts like that.
You can go.
The brain and the body disconnect and you can just do it.
You can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes like when you're doing the endurance things, put yourself in that survival mode or put yourself like, if I were in the military and somebody were counting on me to get there, could I get there?
Totally.
Right? Like that's a fun game to play.
And you
play.
Kind of feel like superhuman too.
You're like, I can do it. And then the next mile, you're like, I can't do it. Sorry.
Holy
sorry.
Shit.
Y'all gonna die. Y'all gonna die. And then you can just push through it. So
no, it's fun. So yeah. So that's it. That's
fun.
Sort of my little resolution.
New and something. Challenging.
Yes. A new challenge.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Come back to yours.
So my resolution has to do with this, you know, like, the podcast, the health and wellness company, the lose like alignment program, like that kind of, it encompasses that. What does that mean? What does that entail? I don't know yet. So I don't want to set out and make a hard resolution, but I want to recommit to that. And why I say it's not a hard resolution yet is because I've got some guidelines that I'm going to put out in an email soon about making a resolution. And it's basically, it's got to be pretty simple. Like, it can't be some elaborate plan that you're starting at zero and you're trying to immediately get to 100 and you're planning on that carrying you through. Because for me, it has to be very simple, almost everything. Like, your marathon training, you found a program, it's hard as hell, but it's simple. Right?
It's simple.
Like, just do the work that's required and you'll get there. Run the 3 miles, run the 9 miles, run the 12 miles, get up to 20, back down, and then run your 26.2.
Yeah.
It may be cold as shit.
Stop. I don't want to think. Don't stop.
I'm just.
Stop. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Good. I know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm well aware you're going to do it.
Well, I know, but when you be like, oh, it might be cold. Maybe it's going to be drizzling. It might be sleeting in your face. It's like, I don't need it. I don't want to think about
it. Hey, if it's
going to be like this gorgeous, sunny, dry.
If it's that way, I'm counting you to win. I'm counting on you to win. Like, you're going to be the one that plows through
That's
the poor
true.
Weather and everyone's going to stay at home and you're going to be like, nope, going. This
That's
is
the Eastern European in me.
I must run.
Yeah.
Must run fast through sleet and hail.
Done.
Cold weather, nothing for Eastern Bloc. Yeah. Good. Well, that is going to be you. So mine has to do with that. But I've got three basic tenets to, like, or guidelines, I guess, to making a resolution. And this, a lot of times I speak, like, to the people in the Lose Like Alignment program or people trying to lose weight or trying to get healthy. That's one of the things. It's like, make it simple. It's got to be simple. It's got to be sustainable. So what you're doing today, like day one, say, of your program, this has to be something that you can do if you're adopting a lifestyle type change. You know, it's not go hard for 75 days. And then what happens after 75 days? I go back to my old ways. Like, no. This needs to be sustainable. It needs to be something that you can do for a very long time. So it's like pacing, right? Like when you run a marathon, you don't run it at sprint pace to start. You pace yourself appropriately at the beginning. That way you don't wear yourself out and get tired and exhausted from trying to achieve your goal too soon, too fast.
Yeah.
But have that goal in mind. So it's got to be simple. It's got to be sustainable. And what was my last one?
Specific.
It has to be specific. Thank you very much.
Is that what it was?
It has to be specific.
So three S's.
Yes. And it's really comes down to the details, because what are a lot of people's goals?
Lose weight.
I want to lose weight. I want to get healthy, right? Like that's it. So lose weight. In your head, you know, I want to lose 30 pounds or I want to lose 50 pounds. Well, what happens when you lose 10 pounds and your goal was to lose 30 pounds? you stop, right? Because you technically did lose weight. I lost 10 pounds. And marginally, you probably improved your health.
So you're saying when your goal's vague.
When your goal's vague,
I think you phrased it wrong.
Okay, sorry. Yes. When I say...
When you don't have a specific weight in mind.
Yeah, when you go, my goal is to lose weight and get healthy. That means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like you're shooting at a wall.
Right.
When you need to be lasered in on your target. And the target is 30 pounds, 25 pounds, 50 pounds, or 10% or 15% of my body weight, whatever it is. Like find your number. That's your number and stick to that number and be relentless in getting there. And like, I want to lose weight and get healthy. So when you do, if your goal was really, and you never set it because you were afraid to, because a lot of people are afraid to set hard goals because if they don't get there, then they just want it to be okay and it all goes away.
Yeah.
Make it hurt a little bit if you don't achieve your goal. So if I say I want to lose 30 pounds, I know I failed if I didn't get to that weight. Now, it's still a big win, right? Even if you lost 10 pounds or you lost 20 pounds or you lost 25 pounds, you're still there. But you didn't quite get there, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But you go, I want to lose weight and I want to get healthy. Well, losing 10 pounds is losing weight, and losing 10 pounds is healthier than it was 10 pounds ago. So lose 30 pounds or, hey, I want my cholesterol numbers to come to this point. I want my blood biomarkers to look like this. I want my blood pressure to decrease to these numbers, which my doctor is going to approve of, right? So those are, I think, goals need to be very specific. And yours is super specific. I want to do 26.2 and you've got a time in mind. Which we talked about this morning. Originally, it was...
Gosh, I was like, at first, I was like, maybe I'll qualify for Boston. That would be super fun. We could all go to Boston.
That would be fun.
Super fun. Because when I did my marathon 12 years ago, my time was right there in the qualifying. I was like, cool, I can do this again.
You were, I think...
I think I was 1 minute off.
Yeah, I think you were just a minute or 5 minutes away.
Yeah, it was very close. But... Now, because of COVID, they've limited the entrances. Is that the word? Admissions? What word am I looking for? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Entrance. The number of entrants.
There it is. Into the race. And so I would have to run the marathon in 3 hours and 35 minutes to qualify for Boston. Outright qualify.
As a
layman?
As a 38-year-old female, you have to do it in 3:30?
Yeah. So the age group is 35 to 39. It's 3:35 So breaking that down,
Jesus.
That's 8 minutes, I think 8 minute 12 second miles.
Something like that,
I think that's what we did the math.
Yeah.
That's flipping fast.
I could do that for a mile.
That's really fast. So anyways, I've recalibrated the goal, and the goal now is just to do it. You know, I ran my last one. It was 3:46. I finished my last one. And I understand now I'm, you know, 12 years older and I'm untrained. So I'm going to just aim for like 4 hours and change.
Come on. Dial it in.
4:15.
4:15.
30 minutes longer than last time.
Okay.
Yeah. 4:15. I need to do the math on how that is. But
so that's about
9 minute miles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was just saying it's if you're doing it in 4:15, 30 minutes, it's about 2.5 minutes per year since you've done it last.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right? Yeah. That sounds about where your body's at right now?
Yeah, based on my nerves, yeah.
Cool. Well, good for you.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
Something different. I look forward to
being your training team.
Thank you.
I'm not on the team. I'm not planning on doing the marathon. But we'll be there for you.
Thanks.
And if you need any support, I'll carry goo. I'll carry bars, whatever you need. I'll be there. I'll carry your water bottle.
You're sweet. I might just have to dump all my clothes on you. I get so bloody hot.
I'll bike behind you. How about that?
It was 20 degrees this morning, and I ended up in nothing but a t-shirt, just sweating my butt off.
It was freezing out this morning.
I know. And I started, you know, with a hat and mitts and a vest and a sweater. It was all gone.
Yeah.
I was dead. Yeah,
I came home and I had a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, this vest, and my big North Face jacket and a hat. And I was freezing. My hands were freezing. And then I realized when I got home to take a shower that I was drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll get back to you about my goals, but cool. I got to make them specific.
Make it very specific.
And it's not like a resolute. I mean, Normally we don't, I guess, don't make resolutions, but no. I kind of want to.
Good.
You know, I feel like I need a challenge in my life. I want something to like set my course straight.
Yep.
And so gonna stick to my guidelines, and I'm really excited for you. And
thanks.
Don't be surprised if you see me like jump in on a couple of runs with you.
All right.
Here we go. Guys, share your resolutions with us. Again, she's at jamie.hardwick. I'm at Nick Hardwick. We'd love to hear your resolutions. And if there's any way we could help you achieve your resolutions, please let us know. Actually, I forgot to say this.
Go.
The Lose Like a Lineman program in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
I've just decided, screw it. I'm basically giving it away. I'm basically going to give it away. $25, and you get the program, and you get into the Facebook group. And I would give it for free because I'm just like, I don't give a hell anymore. Like, we did really well in the NFL. Don't need to make money. I got caught up in like the business side of things and playing that game for a little bit. But I love helping people, and I love seeing people like reclaim their life after reclaiming their health. And that's a really big deal for me. It just feels like I'm winning and the money is nothing. But why do I charge $25? It's because I would give it away for free, and I tell people this all the time. I would give it away for free, but if you get something for free, you treat it like it's free, which means it goes right in the trash. So you have to have a little bit of skin in the game. The psychological term for this would be the opt-in. I'm opting into the program, and some people need to pay like more money than $25 to really get them started, but I just want to make it super accessible and help as many people as we possibly can. Because when you do see people win, I just had a guy write me yesterday that has lost 50 pounds, like 49.8, and he's under 200 for the first time since college.
It's awesome.
Rad, right?
Really, really
That's
cool.
That's super rad. And then you can just start like seeing them wanting to do more. Like, what else can I do now? I did this. What else can I do? It's super awesome. So happy new year to you guys. Love you. We'd love to hear from you. Again, hit us up on Instagram. Jamie's, yep. Jamie's got to be the funniest follow on there. So love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.